Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 729. Minimal Wellness Dietary Principles, Part 1, Whole Foods, by Becca Schern of MinimalWellness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short. Let's jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. Minimal Wellness Dietary Principles, Part 1, Whole Foods, by Becca Schern of MinimalWellness.com. Diet is a fascinating topic. There's an endless amount of nutritional nuance, refinement, and data available. With all that information, it's possible to create a prescriptive, personalized diet. Yet, what is appropriate for one person's diet may not necessarily be ideal or work for another. We all have different taste preferences. We come from different families and cultures. We have different health profiles and resources. And we have unique life circumstances. As a consequence, there are innumerable challenges with trying to develop an ideal diet that will work well for everyone. Be leery of a diet claiming it is the only way to eat healthfully, that unnecessarily eliminates foods or food groups, or one that makes sweeping claims about the results of eating in accordance with the diet. Lose fat, get lean, and easy are some of the red flags indicating the author has an agenda other than your health. Perhaps they're after part of the $60 billion Americans spend annually trying to lose weight. That said, nutrition is also not rocket science, and having a basic framework of food choices on which to build a diet is a good place to start. One of my favorite pieces of diet advice is from the book In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan, in which he states, quote, "Eat food, not too much, mostly plants," end quote. His guidance is brilliant in its restraint, but requires a little more detail to be fully understood and put into use. I will expand on Pollan's 3 points. Eat food. Food in this context means edible items that have been grown, raised, caught, hunted, or foraged. Note, what is missing from that list? Items that have been processed, boxed, or packaged. I prefer to clarify what food means with the terms whole food or real food. Eating real, whole foods that have not been industrially processed, either prepared at home or from a food purveyor who prepares food from scratch, is the best way to ensure your diet is nutritious and healthful. Although I am a staunch advocate of in-home meal preparation, I'm also a realist. Many of us lead hectic lives and not everyone has the skills, although a few basic skills are all you really need, or interest to cook. Additionally, eating a meal at a quality restaurant can be both a healthful and pleasurable experience. So, what qualifies as a whole or real food? Whole foods, in the most literal sense of the term, are completely unprocessed and in their raw, natural state. But as with many things related to nutrition, a little perspective and flexibility is helpful. Do you need to consume only raw, completely unprocessed foods in order to consume a whole foods diet? No. Cooking and baking are forms of food preparation, not a food processing. Therefore, you can consume a whole foods diet while employing those preparation methods. The lineup of whole foods include vegetables, fruits, meat, seafood, eggs, legumes, whole grains, fats, tea, and coffee. Then there are minimally processed but still very real foods. Cultured plain dairy products like kefir and yogurt, unrefined oils, fermented vegetables, high-quality cheese, and some beverages. It's okay to occasionally consume pre-made items that have been minimally processed and have relatively few ingredients. Less than 5 ingredients is the guideline Pollan recommends, and that I agree with. take note of what's not on the preceding lists. Processed grain products like bread, pasta, chips, crackers, pizza crust, pastry, cereal. Processed meats, sugar, candy, and desserts. While none of those things should be forbidden, unless you have a food allergy, of course, they're not nutritious and should be consumed with far less frequency than someone eating the standard American diet. Sugar is particularly insidious and should be drastically reduced in most people's diets. Consider that anytime you eat an item from a package, container, or box, it was almost certainly heavily processed and made by a large company or corporation. Even if the company claims to have your health in their best interest, they exist to make money. And if they're a publicly traded company, they exist to make money for their shareholders. By definition of their business structure, their priority is money, not your health. Yes, some products made by food companies are nutritious, but the vast majority may not be. Luckily, by making unprocessed whole foods the bulk of your diet, you can take more personal control of your health and be less influenced by industry corporations. Keep in mind, the foundation of a healthy diet is to eat primarily whole foods without adhering to unnecessary constraints on your intake. Be discerning about the foods you consume with the goal of nourishment, not restriction. Although consuming whole foods will give your body the essential nutrients it needs to function optimally, it's only part of the optimal diet equation. Learning to moderate your intake and consuming primarily plants are also vitally important. You just listened to the post titled Minimal Wellness Dietary Principles, Part 1, Whole Foods by Becca Schern of minimalwellness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And speaking of minimal or minimalism, you can hear a lot of articles about minimalism and personal development on my brother's show. That's Optimal Living Daily. And now for my commentary. At Pasteur University, where I'm the department chair and serve as an assistant professor, we also use the whole foods approach. And we kind of expand on what Becca was mentioning when it comes to defining a whole food. Here's what we ask our students to think about. There are five questions we have our students ask themselves to determine whether a food is really a whole food. One, can you imagine that food growing? Two, how long has that food been known to nourish human beings? Now, some people interpret that to mean, oh, so you guys follow the paleo diet. No, it's just that we know more about whole foods and their influence on human health than we do about some of these newer preservatism things that are being used. And so that's really what we're talking about. It's not that we follow a paleo diet per se. Three, is it the whole food or part of the entity of the food? Four, what's been done to the food since it was harvested? And five, how many ingredients does it have? And I agree with the five ingredients or fewer rule. If you haven't read Michael Pollan's book, I highly recommend it. I also highly recommend the book Food Politics by Marion Nestle if you're interested in corporations and their influence on food culture. Now, that's not to say I don't consume foods out of a box. Don't forget, pizza, donuts, and French fries are like my favorite foods, but it doesn't mean I consume those all the time. And if I do eat those, I try and limit how much I consume. So yes, we do need to be realistic, but if we can kind of gravitate towards eating more whole, unprocessed foods more often, chances are we'll just probably feel a whole lot better the majority of the time. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.